Hi, all. Jeff Prather, retired soldier, intelligence collector, and ex-special agent on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Now a dad, husband, chaplain, and your intelligence officer, speaking truth to power, dispelling fake news and exposing the deep state. A little under the weather today, so excuse my weakened voice. You can call in at 520-790-2040. You can support the show at gogetfunding.com, the Prather Point. So remember, I've been in martial arts for 50 years, hold my art's highest rank, and my authentic ninja dojo has been in Tucson for 29 years. We have TOTS, kids and adults classes weekly, and a kids summer camp coming up this month at the end of the month. It's www.bujinkanusa.com. BUJINKANUSA.com, BujinkanUSA.com. That means Warrior Spirit School. I bring that up because we just got a call from a grandfather listening to the show and wanted to bring his tots and kids into the class. We've had like three or four new kids come in this month from other cities and even from other states. So it's great training. It's non-competitive martial arts for self-defense and protection of others. And I've got ages 3 to 73 in my dojo. Been in town for 29 years. Authentic ninjutsu, which is nothing like the movies. Just like in the cowboy movies, the Indians are the bad guys. In the samurai movies, the ninja are the bad guys. And it's because the victors write the history, and that's not the way it is. But it's a really cool martial art. And people from the show have come in and visited me from time to time. It's 4518 East Broadway. I'll be there tomorrow evening, as I always am. And there's a schedule on the website. And today, of course, we had our chaplaincy service. I didn't do it. One of my chaplains did it, but it's at christchaplaincy.com. You can always get the number to call in for that from anywhere in the world. And you can check out my off-range handgun classes Wednesday nights at warriorschool.com every Wednesday. And check my book on Amazon, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. But enough of the commercials. Make sure you also stop in and see Mike Emery at 1046 North Beverly Avenue at Perfection Auto Works, with the home of the free 26-point inspection, in business for 25 years, almost as long as me, a concerned, caring patriot. And also Doug at Diamondback Shooting Sports, another old friend where I send all my guys that I'm training. So a lot to cover today, and going to have a hard time fitting it all in. But the first, of course, is that it's Pentecost. And as a Christian chaplain, if I didn't mention that, I would be amiss. That is the most important part of our luminous spiritual cycle. And that's when the apostles receive the Holy Spirit, the flames of the Holy Spirit in the Christ connection. That's what I teach. And that's a big life-changing, world-changing event. Completely changes them. Of course, they've been devastated after the crucifixion, and they're hiding out and running scared. And when this happens, there's a big rushing sound, and they change. They go out fearlessly, and most of them end up martyred. And interestingly enough, they're in a lot of countries that are now non-Christian countries that are Muslim countries now, but they were there way ahead of that. Of course, the original church went east to Syria. That church is almost wiped out because of the Syria wars. They were totally overlooked, but it's very significant. Of course, we celebrate Christmas, but we focus on Easter, but we really should focus on is Pentecost, because that is when we receive the luminous connection through the Christ connection of the Holy Spirit and able to connect back to our Father in heaven. And that's really significant. And, you know, we teach how to do that, not just legally, legalistically, but actually technically going through the process of learning how to see that and experience that. And if you're interested in that, you can go to christchaplaincy.com. It's also in my book, believe it or not, on My Journey with Apache Medicine Man, Initiation on Amazon. But yesterday there were two sweat lodges going on, one in Ohio and one here by chaplains that I have taught, that include that sacrament of the Purification Lodge and what they're doing. So totally outside the box stuff, but really good stuff. But anyway, that's the first most important thing that is happening today is Pentecost. And that's when the Spirit, the great Holy Spirit, becomes available to all of us to connect up and back. Beyond that, of course, we just had the 75th anniversary of D-Day. That is a huge deal. That's one of the changing moments in history where we saved the world for democracy. And that connects back into martial arts too, because that's when we got into the war. We didn't want to fight World War II because we just fought World War I, saved Europe, and we had to come back in. And that's when the Japanese attacked us December 7th, 1941, day that will live in infamy. And Yamamoto, who planned the attack, didn't want to fight us. And when he learned that the politicians had not delivered the declaration of war first, he said, I fear all we have done is awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with terrible resolve. But Churchill rejoiced because England was about to fall. And Churchill's famous speech, we'll fight in the streets, we'll fight in the fields, we'll fight in the beaches. And if we lose the continent, the country here, we will fight from our colonies until, goes on, I'm shortening it, until in God's good time, the new world comes to save the old. He was talking about us. And we did. And that changed the world and history forever. And those warrior veterans are starting to fade fast now. They climbed Pont du Hoc. If you haven't seen Pont du Hoc, the Rangers went straight up the cliffs under Nazi gunfire. They jumped right into St. Mary Glees, the paratroopers. They hit the Omaha and Utah beaches. Just amazing, unbelievable, impossible accomplishments in support of freedom. And that's what makes America so exceptional, our exceptional love of life and freedom. And there's no finer example of that, that we will fight, kill, and die for it, sends our sons and daughters out to fight, kill, and die for it. And after we win, and when we send our sons and daughters out to other countries to fight, kill, and die for it, we give their countries back. Look at Germany today. It's a powerhouse. Look at Japan today. Even of our sins of nuclear war in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, although the Dresden firebombings were worse, Hiroshima and Nagasaki are just fabulous, thriving cities. So all those 50s movies we were watching, John, you know, where everything was the bugs and everybody turning, you know, because that was the nuclear stuff, Godzilla, no, that didn't happen. It didn't work out like that. Everybody got over that. There is hope if you have faith. You know what I'm talking about, too. You watch those old Outer Limits and all those old... But anyway, that is kind of quickly covering a lot of what's going on before I jump into everything else I want to talk about. And I had all this stuff laid out, and I wanted to continue with the hammer story from last week, which is that surveillance system that this contractor, if you remember Montgomery, I was talking, we did a deep dive last week on this contractor who is CIA, NSA, who did this surveillance system that allowed Obama to then tell the CIA to spy on everybody, Congress, which Brennan admitted they spied on Congress, and the FISA warrants are falling apart. But I'm going to have to preempt that because there's so much stuff, other stuff happening that is so important and so timely that we'll come back to that at another time. You know, I only got an hour, and a lot of people tell me, you need more than an hour or more of a show. Well, I need more sponsors. So you can write the station or call the station and talk to them about that. But right now it's just down to an hour. But I digress, and we're coming up on a break here. So this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in 10:30 a.m. KVOI.com, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, back with you. So a lot of stuff happened, and we just had D-Day, 75th anniversary, Pentecost. We just had June 3 through 7th, the anniversary of Midway. That's when we defeated soundly the Japanese Navy in another divine providence move. You didn't know that, John? Just happened they were just wiping us out across the Pacific because Yamamoto, who did want to fight us and liked us, knew he had to defeat us in 1 year. Roosevelt had blockaded the island of Japan, forced him to do that. But in a surprise divine providence victory where of the four scout ships that went out with the Japanese, one did not launch on time, and so launched half an hour late. And when he finally saw the American fleet to radio it in, because they're out looking for the fleets, his radio did not work. Very similar to the Divine Providence that happened on D-Day. There's a terrible weather, and then there was a little break in the storm, like the Red Sea parting, like Washington talking about Divine Providence over and over again. So a lot of stuff happening that is very significant. I would love to spend a whole show on just any one of those, but there's stuff I got to tell you that because you're not going to hear it from anywhere else. So the first and biggest news that just broke yesterday was Trump's tariff treaty with Mexico. Mexico blinked because Trump is not crazy. He's not perfect. Yeah, he's got the weird hair and the orange skin and all that stuff, but WWF and all that, but he is very effective. You know, I was a Cruz guy, not a Trump guy, but he's been very effective. And he always negotiates from a position of strength. And this is huge, what has happened, because he was about to enact tariffs against Mexico, and Mexico blinked and is now saying they are sending 6,000 troops to the Guatemalan border. I've worked the Guatemalan border. I worked everything from the Nogales border, Guatemalan border, right through Central America, Panama, right in down Honduras, right on down into Chile, which runs down to the Antarctic. And so I'm very familiar, and I've worked those in law enforcement, military, intelligence, all of those. But this is really, really important that he's come to an agreement with, because also he's going to turn families around. He's not going to have to process them, and then they never show up for their hearings. And we just had a record. Obama declared this a humanitarian crisis under his administration when he sent the word out through his farm administration to tell them to come north. That, and I talked about that on other stations for a long time. And that's what the Dems are trying to do now, is they're trying to change the will of the American people who voted Trump into office. They're trying to bring all these illegals across. Of course, most of them are military age. It's and I've worked with Central America. I've worked with guerrillas who were infiltrating country unarmed, and you drop the arms to them later. But that's not what they're trying to do. They're just trying to destroy the ratio in America. And so Trump has controverted that in a brilliant move. And 35% plus of the kids that come with these illegal alien families under DNA tests are proved not to be the parents. The adults who are taking those kids in are not their parents. There's at least 35% they're doing DNA tests. I've said that for years on other shows. I said, and in fact, I think the guy's on another station right now, is I said, Obama's pimping kids. He's bringing these kids up here, and they're going to be, the best thing that would happen to them is they'd be in some field working. The worst thing is unimaginable. And that ties into everything else I'm going to talk about today. But they're bringing these kids in for sexual slavery, for human slavery, for illegal involuntary servitude. It's just terrible. And Trump is stopping that because, number one, he's gotten the Mexican president to put troops at the Guatemalan border, which is their southern border, and the president's promised to bring 6,000 troops there. And number two, he's going to turn these, Mexico's going to take these families back without processing, because we've had more of record troops than we've ever had. And that is just breaking. We can't hold them all. And it's really funny to watch Congress say, well, they want to get on Trump for putting kids in cages, which Trump didn't do. That was a setup photo. And when that happened, that was Obama. But there's only so many holding facilities. There's only so much. We don't have unlimited resources. That's why we're a country. That's why we have borders. But that ties into what's going on, because the deep state is starting to collapse. So I also said that a decade ago, I told everyone that the DEA was protecting the Sinaloan cartel. And it turns out in the Nieves Zambada trial that they were. That came out in court. And then they leaked a document to discredit me, trying to make me out to be a bad person. And I said that that was a fake court document. And now we see that Mueller changed the transcripts and voicemails in the Mueller report as well. So this stuff's been going on a long time, and they're continuing to do it. And they are starting to panic. And because what's happening is the cartels are transnational criminal organizations. They have so much money, it's hard to understand. America and Europe are awash in drugs. And so now they have turned to human trafficking. And all the plazas are controlled by the Federales Comandantes for $1 million. And everybody who comes through there has to pay that off. Nothing happens. There are no any longer any guides just taking campesinos through. It's all controlled by the cartel. If they're trying to do it, they are killed. So we're talking about slavery. With drugs, we're talking about chemical slavery. With the illegal immigration, we're talking about human slavery back again. And this ties into exactly what's going on in the news. And the news is almost unbelievable in that this ties into the Clinton Pizzagate. And Pizzagate has been they're trying to discredit that, but that is a term for pedophilia with kids, hot dogs being boys, pizza being girls. But in this last week, two NYPD officers supposedly suicided. Two GOP reps were murdered. A Baltimore deputy found dead in his office. A Texas police chief was missing. They just found his body out in the ocean. Tony Rodham, Hillary's younger brother, died. A guy named Herb Sandler, who is associated with the pizza term, the code term for crimes against children. And so there's all of these, anybody who's following this, and it's funny because I've been on other shows that were really seriously conspiracy shows, and I never thought of myself as that much of a conspiracy theorist. Like I was on a show where I said, I don't think the government took down the Twin Towers. I think it was aircraft. I was at both Ground Zero shortly after that, and they didn't like me. But I said, but the government is very corrupt, and I expose all of that. But I'm becoming more and more of a conspiracy theorist every day because the cartels have so much money, they control Congress people, not all, but some. That's why they're fighting these borders so much. And that's these child abuse cases that we are hearing about, that these children that come up and they're not recorded, they're not identified, and they're released and they fly undocumented. They're not going to find these places where they supposedly say their relatives are. But Trump is changing all that by having this treaty with Mexico. So what the Mexican president is being forced to do is to choose between the cartels. Remember, the American government made a deal with the Sinaloan cartel, proved that. That was my thing. The Mexican government made a deal with La Familia cartel. Nobody makes a deal with Las Zetas, although we trained them a long time ago, but they're too violent. But there's so much money that they are able to buy off parts of government, individual government officials. And that's why you see everyone fighting in Congress and some of the Republicans too. Oh, we don't want to do tariffs. We don't want to mess up this illegal trade because they're getting paid off. Although we now see El Paso building there's a guy who raised $20 million to build the wall. There's a private contractor that's building the wall. America is taking its republic back. The citizens are taking their republic back. And so that's why we're seeing all these deaths. Because remember, Uber was tasked, Attorney General Uber, United States Attorney General in Utah was tasked by Acting Attorney General Horowitz before Sessions was tasked to look into the Clinton Foundation stuff. But something else he was tasked to look into was, and it's listed on the tasking, is child crimes, pedophilia. It's on the list. And of course, everybody who follows the Clintons are familiar with Pizzagate and all that stuff. And now what has Barr done is Uber wasn't doing anything, so Barr assigned Durham in Connecticut. And Durham is a hard charger who has gone after, you know, Barr was CIA. Durham's exposed corruption in the FBI before the Whitey Bulger stuff, where they put you, and exposed Mueller. He didn't go after him, but he exposed Mueller, putting guys in jail for years for this criminal that they were supporting. So this is nothing new. I've been saying this for a long time. So this surge in deaths all of a sudden is related to the left. It's all connected. I'm trying to connect the dots for you. It is all connected because the left is panicking because the Mexican president has had to choose between going along with the cartel or losing so much business through Trump. This is a huge turning point. And it's really important. This is like when I was extraditing the first Sinaloan cartel leader. That was a huge change because once they could be extradited, they were no longer safe. And DEA had to deal with the Sinaloan cartel. You know, it was about a trial. Look it up. And that was a game changer. And this is a game changer as well. But I digress. Coming up on another break, right back with you. More, we'll get a deep dive into this right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, back with you. Okay, so I hope this is not too complicated for you to see, but I just got a text from, I know military, law enforcement, intelligence guys forever, and you know how Schiff is so against Trump and is just saying, despite the evidence, hey, you know, Trump's guilty. And I keep telling you, they've got to continue with this script because if they don't, they will go to jail. And to not go to jail, they've got to win elections. They've got to control the House, the Senate. They got to get the presidency because now we have a real attorney general in there. So Congressman Adam Shifty Shift on the Intel Committee is big into the pedophilia and Pizzagate reference, the Standard Hotel in L.A., and I will continue to get into that more, but thanks to my source for that, for reminding you of that, and that you're listening in. So let's start diving into and connecting the dots. So Trump makes a deal with the president of Mexico to stop the illegal immigration. And these are kids that don't belong to the monsters bringing them in. And so then there are all these deaths. So remember, these deaths are all over the place. But remember, I told you when all this stuff, remember Kevin Spacey got arrested. Remember all the college kids scandals coming out. That's when Keith Schiller, the NYPD detective, who was Trump's security guy forever, quietly left last year. And that's when all these real cases started coming and happening and being indicted and charged. Because he's the real deal as opposed to the Dems' fake script of the Mueller report, which is just falling apart. Every week it falls apart even more. I mean, you probably even lose an interest on how ridiculous it is becoming. But let's take one June 4th, State Senator Linda Collins of Arkansas, the Clintons, I went to the Martial Arts Hall of Fame there, was found shot dead in her home, wrapped in a blanket. Okay, well, coincidence? Well, she was working on reforming Arkansas Child Protective Services. And what she was seeing was that there was $27 million from DHS Child Protective Services. Where's that money come from? It comes from the federal government. Where was that money going? These funds were being placed into trade and dividends are being filtered back to the Clinton Foundation. Yes. Or other shell companies belonging to the Clinton Foundation. It's, how's that work? It's connected to a federal grant that specifies a certain specific number of children. This is total deep state evil. Requires a specific number of children be removed from their families to meet the required quota so they're able to renew the grant again each year. It's just like a police department say, hey, you got to get so many traffic tickets to keep your quota. You got to make so many arrests, quotas. And to keep this federal grant money flowing, they had to remove so many children from their homes. So you can, and again, you can go online and check out everything that I'm saying. So she's from Pocahontas, Arkansas, and neighbor said they heard gunshots. And the connection between the Clinton cartel and the Mexican cartels and the Child Protective Services role is this massive underground child trafficking ring hidden by private organizations that I've been talking about for probably a decade now on the radio. If for those of you who listen to me on the Clinton's Pimpin' Kids, and this is because to keep that money flowing. So she, and you can go on the internet and you can see where she was at hearings with the Arkansas DHS department, and she was interviewing these people who were part of Child Protective Services, and she was cornering them saying, why are you taking these kids? Because the grandparents stepped in, the parents were drug addicts or whatever, but you've done this repeatedly, the parents have are no good, but the grandparents have stepped in, but you took them anyway. The Arkansas government essentially kidnapping kids. The United States government essentially letting kidnapped kids from Guatemala and Mexico come up. And she was really making great headway on exposing this. And this was back in 2015, the Arkansas Joint Performance Review Committee on December 9th. The topic was corrupt and scandal-filled Arkansas Department of Human Services. Besides allowing out-of-state and dead people to sign onto the Medicaid system, they had been also involved in the government kidnapping of children. And this, the most famous case of ARDHS taking children away and violating the U.S. Constitution of Hal Stanley of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and this is pending. Still pending, despite guns being pointed, laws being broken, and children being taken under false charges. And this is to keep that federal grant money flowing. And so as she delved deeper into this, she started to see even judges that were corrupt. And so what I'm looking at now, because there were judges dismissing this stuff. Remember, the Clintons, watch House of Cards. It's Kevin Spacey, who's now under indictment, you know, playing Bill Clinton and the other actress playing Hillary Clinton. You can just watch them corrupt everyone around them so that they're blackmailing him. But this was a recent press release of a Judge Philip Smith of the Pocahontas, Arkansas judge, and a letter of reprimand and telling him that he can't serve on the judiciary anymore because he is so corrupt. And the letter goes on and on for many pages, saying a judge shall uphold and promote the integrity, independence, and impartiality of the judiciary, and you haven't. And we've seen this over and over with Obama, and I was talking about this with Roberts and the Hammer organization too. And I got a caller, and I'll be there in 1 second there. But before she died last month, Senator Linda Collins tweeted out, I have information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. And we know what happens to anybody leading to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. And why? How's that happen? Are those Arkansas State Troopers? No. Remember, I've connected the server to a storefront in Virginia that was with the Chinese. So do the Chinese have assassination squads? Well, yeah. Do the Russians? Yeah, certainly. Because this is what we're really talking about. And an Arkansas judge just sealed the police records in the killing of former Senator Linda Collins Smith. Well, why? Why does this keep happening? Remember, this is what happened with Obama. But anyway, so hopefully that's starting to make sense and the deep state is in real trouble. But I always want to take all my phone calls. And I think this is a new caller. Ingrid, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello. You're talking about so many things. A person doesn't know where to begin. A few minutes ago, you talked about children being bussed in from Guatemala to the United States. Doesn't the Mexican government know about this? And why is it happening? Why is it being allowed? Number two, you just talked about a person being killed, and you mentioned Hillary Clinton in the same sentences. I remember many years ago when a man was found dead in Central Park in New York after the issue with the records being removed from her law office. Do you recall that?
Oh, sure.
And then dogs were being poisoned and put on the owner's front doors. You know, why are these children being taken into the system, taken away from their grandparents? You know, some people will do anything for a job. And a government job is a good, secure job. And I'm afraid that we find rotten apples in every barrel. And this government barrel has a lot of rotten apples in it. I gave you three things. Sorry.
So the first one was, why are the kids coming from Guatemala?
Yeah, why is the Mexican government letting these busloads of kids go through their country to this one?
Okay, and then the second one?
The death, you talked about people being killed when you were mentioning Hillary Clinton.
Okay, and what was the third one?
And the third was about, good government jobs.
Yeah, okay. And, all right.
Yeah.
Sure, thanks. So,
yeah, thank you, guys.
So the first one is Guatemala. I've spent a lot of time in Guatemala. I've worked Guatemala when I was in SOCOM with PSYOPs and then Special Forces, and I worked it again when I was DEA SNOCAP. I know Guatemala quite well. I know the people quite well, great people, but very poor people. And so when war on terror happened, we pulled out of Central and South America a lot. And what you've seen come in there now is a lot of the cartels and also the communists coming in there, and really the cocaine fields and the Mexican marijuana fields, all that, and then trafficking, human trafficking as well, because we're not down there anymore. We don't have a big presence. Why? Because our presence has been in the Middle East. Now, is that our fault? No, it's not our fault. We had to go fight the war on terror. I was part of that as well. But in the vacuum, bad actors, evil people came in. And so that's number one. So number two, the Mexican government is very corrupt and gets paid off. It's hard for you to understand how rich these transnational cartels are. They're richer than entire governments. I have been told by reliable sources they've bought off several congressmen. What I'm implying here, and I've spent a lot of deep dives, is that the Clintons have been bought off by the Chinese and the Russians. The Chinese, because of the storefront, which was intercepting her top secret information in Virginia. We call that, in the intelligence community, we call that espionage. And Uranium One, where we gave them 25% of our uranium stores, and Mueller arranged that deal. That is espionage. But because they are so powerful, there's two sets of laws for the nobility and then for the peasantry. And that's why I say our republic has fallen and we have to defy the deep state and restore our public. And the third thing is government jobs are really good jobs. I know I had government jobs my whole career. You're right. And they become very untouchable and they become very arrogant. All you got to listen to is Stroke talking, Page talking, derogatorial tones, and we've almost developed our own government nobility. And it's very hard to get the truth from there. They just refuse to release stuff. The best organization I know in that is Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch, just keeps filing suit. But he was just raging this week because while they got to file hundreds of lawsuits to get FOIA, Freedom of Information Acts, FBI was handing over their 302s, their investigative reports, to Hillary's attorney, because the Dems love big government, and so big government loves the Dems. But hopefully that answers your questions, and I'm glad you're calling in, and we're up to the last break. So remember to stop in also and see Doug at Diamondback Shooting Sports at 7030 East Broadway. Good friend of mine, patriot as well, just like Mike Emery. And this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this final break for the final segment. Jeff Prather, back with you on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. So even though this is scary, folks, this is still good news because the left is panicking because, again, this all began under the Obama administration. I've talked on other shows about how Obama was the one to do the unmasking. I talked about how the Haber, where Baker, where the congressman asks Baker, was it for political purposes surveillance? Did Obama do it? He goes, oh, no. Where he, if you take out the word political purposes, just ask the real question, did Obama order surveillance of the Trump campaign? It would have been a different answer. And this is the same stuff I went through as well over a decade ago. So it's almost, I mean, line by line, the way it is happening. And a while back, year or two back, I wrote a letter to President Trump telling him about this. He wrote me back. I'll probably write him again about this. But this is really important because Trump, for all his faults and, you know, his wild tweets and everything, well, the tweets have destroyed the propaganda press. He's just bypassed them completely. But he is taking back our country and taking back control of our country. The cartels are more dangerous than ISIS. The Zeta cartels, the beheadings, the tortures, that's even more dangerous and more insidious. Not that ISIS wasn't coming up through. A couple years back, I was doing a TV pilot where we were going up on mountaintops and finding ISIS sites. Terrorists are coming through there too, but most of the terrorists, because communism doesn't pay well, turned into cartel traffickers because they had, that's what happened with FARC in Colombia. And my old group, 7 Special Forces group, was fighting them. So I hope this is becoming clear that they are panicking and trying to cover their tracks by all of these suicide deaths. Now, so that's in Arkansas. And Arkansas obviously connects to the Clintons, that's because that's where he comes from, although he changed his name too. But what about the NYPD? Joe Calabrese, the NYPD detective, and now they just found his body on the beach. Well, remember, I said while the Dems were creating their false script through the Mueller stroke with all the fake dossier, and then the Mueller fake dossier of the dossier, which has just fallen apart. Keith Schiller, the NYPD detective who had worked for Trump for years, remember. This goes back to my military and DIA time, is after 9/11, New York, which was a terrible intelligence failure on the CIA's part, and the FBI agents who were working in Phoenix were told to do something else. And then my friend Tony Schaefer, we both worked at DIA, was fired for exposing that they had found Osama bin Laden and then let him go. They covered up the same way it's all being covered up now. NYPD, New York, said, thanks, federal government. We'll take it from here. And they created their own counterterrorism intelligence centers. All the states have counterterrorism intelligence centers. I've worked with the Arizona Counterintelligence Center, although the FBI is not working with them there anymore. They're not giving them clearances anymore. So it's useless. But New York's said, we're going to look out for New York because we can't wait for the federal government. That's the environment that Keith Schiller came from. There are FBI agents, guys, who go through their entire career have never put cuffs on anybody. I know. I've worked with FBI. I went to the FBI Academy. So what I'm saying is Trump found a very experienced expert in the field, brought him in for his security, and there was just and you didn't hear this in the news media, but there was just another attempted assassination on Trump this week. And there's going to be more because they are panicking. But quietly last year, Schiller left, and that's when all the indictments started happening. So what are the areas of the left? There's the education, and now we have all the scandals. They're pleading guilty to the bribes, right? There are the political scandals, including the RINOs. Ryan had to leave too because he was going to be outed as well. And then there was the Hollywood stuff, Kevin Spacey indicted. Trump is methodically taking down the trinity of evil that has become, unfortunately, the left and the Democratic Party in America. I say unfortunately because we should have two parties or three parties. That'd be even better. But JFK would not be in the Democratic Party. And a lot of people say, JFK was killed by the CIA. And that may be so because JFK was willing to go to war with Cuba and the Russians. And so maybe the CIA killed him for that. I don't know. I've heard some wild stories about that. But the important point is that even then, people were suspecting these executive branch organizations, intelligence organizations, and DOJ organizations of running wild and doing their own thing. So I hope that is making sense. Another official just killed is the U.S. Commerce Department official, Lola Gulomva, was just killed in a murder-suicide. Well, again, the Commerce Department ties into when I said years ago on another show how they were sending them down to talk to the governments about, hey, come on up, you'll get your citizenship, just bring kids with you, and we will let them in. Maybe, why is Hillary's younger brother dead now? She's older. Well, maybe he was going to flip. I don't know. Some of this is rumored, but I have a lot of dots. So I'm saying I'm your intelligence officer. Intelligence is our best guess. Evidence is facts in court. So going back to Mueller, it's really important, again, to realize that Mueller changed voicemails and changed transcripts. It's the same thing they did to me to make good guys, essentially, which was Flynn. Flynn just dismissed his lawyers because he doesn't want to be sentenced. Because remember, the FBI said he didn't do anything wrong. So they are in deep trouble. Meanwhile, how does this tie into even more what Trump's doing is, so Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas and Dr. Mark Green of Tennessee are trying to get Mexico's drug cartels classified as foreign terrorist organizations. And they have sent a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asking for that declaration. Folks, this is huge because how I started a long time ago, I was in Panama getting ready for the invasion. I saw another Special Forces team being trained. Went over, I thought it was CIA, it turned out to be DEA, snowcap, the rest is history. I got recruited into DEA because I spoke Spanish. I had spec ops skills. I was a military intelligence officer, all that kind of stuff. Because back then, counter drug was a DOD mission. So I was dual credentialed with DOJ and DOD simultaneously. I could do a lot of stuff. And the problem has been on the border that the Border Patrol and ICE are trying to fight professional mercenary soldiers and intelligence organizations. And so when they come across and shoot American citizens, which they have done, when they come across and land Black Hawk helicopters, just recently under Trump, they took two of our soldiers at gunpoint. We didn't do anything. Because of this ridiculous interpretation of posse comitatus that you can't use the military inside America. It's not inside America. It's defending the border. It's exactly what the military is designed for, period. But if they get redesignated as foreign terrorist organizations, then guess who's coming after them? Well, Mark isn't calling in today, so guess who's coming after him, John? SOCOM's coming after him. What happened with ISIS? Who killed ISIS? Who should get the Nobel Prize for killing ISIS alone? Trump. Trump quietly killed ISIS, and it was a non-story. How did Trump kill ISIS? He unleashed SOCOM. Now, there's the feral cities doctrine. The feral cities doctrine, go back to World War II, is basically if they're holding the city, we're going to level it, and even if there are civilians in there, because it's a wild city, a feral city. But that's what warfare is. But the fact of the matter is, under Obama, the rules of engagement overseas were more strict than the rules of engagement for police officers here, and Trump has unleashed SOCOM on ISIS, and ISIS is done. If the cartels get declared foreign terrorist organizations and Trump unleashes SOCOM and some other organizations I can't talk about, they're done. But, you know, there's a movie recently, Sicario. It's kind of good, but that will give you kind of the idea. But this is the important stuff that you are not going to hear at all in the news. But the heroin, that's from Afghanistan. The fentanyl, that's from China. It's not just Mexico we're dealing with. Anyway, this is all good news, and I hope you're seeing the connections. And keep feeding me that information. You can always reach me at info@warriorschool.com. And you can call up and hear about my classes at 520-241-7690. Make sure you stop into Perfection Auto Works and see Mike Emery, a caring, concerned patriot, and Doug at Diamondback. And get involved. Okay, Tag, you're it. I'm out of the government. You're going to get the government you deserve and the government you tolerate and the country you deserve. But on Pentecost, putting my chaplain hat on, this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, wishing you a blessed Pentecost.